Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go!
yes, 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 yes. We doing war. We come to war on the devil. He has no authority in our lives. Great. Hey.
Are you ready to go get your stuff back from the enemy?
Yes, yes, yes.
Your finances back, your healing back, your deliverance back.
Woo!
If that's you, grab three people around you. Tell them, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's go. For these are the days of the kingdom. There is a new sound in the earth. It is a sound of victory. It is a sound of war. It is a sound of a radical anointing.
Yes, yes, yes.
We are the kingdom of God. If you're part of the kingdom, somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A radical sound is in the earth right now. Repeat after me. We are. Kingdom people.
Kingdom people.
And we're mighty warriors.
We are mighty warriors.
Encourage believers.
Encourage believers. Hallelujah.
You're a king of the land. Tell everyone on the other side, you're a possessor of life. Now grab somebody by the hand real tight. Tell them, I'm ready to battle.
I'm ready to battle. He's trying to take us out with COVID-19. The devil is alive.
We're going to stop on the devil's head tonight. Is anybody ready to crush the enemy under your ass?
Yes, yes, yes.
My feet is under my feet.
It's under my feet.
Oh,
my feet. All of this land. Hey.
Under my feet, under my feet, all of your words, under my feet, under my feet, under my feet, under my feet,
under my feet, under my feet, under my feet, under my feet, under my feet, under my feet, under my feet, under my feet, under my feet, under my feet, under my feet, under my feet, under my feet, under my feet, under my feet, under my feet, under my feet, under my feet, under my feet, under my feet, back, praise God. Everything. Hallelujah. Everything. Ain't trying to tamper with us one way, he tries another one. So if we don't do war on him, praise God, he gonna try to take over. But he can't have us because we under the blood. Hallelujah, praise God. I shouldn't have never said the blood because he gotta go now. Hey, woo, glory, hallelujah. He's under our feet. Praise God. You are listening to God's Favors radio program coming to you live tonight. Praise God. We are so happy in Jesus. Hallelujah. We are in Jesus. The devil don't have no authority over us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through in life. Praise God. Maybe you had the COVID. Maybe you never had it, or maybe you're going through some kind of sickness or disease. Seem as though you can't shake the thing, but I tell you, the devil is under your feet, praise God. And we're not giving him no authority, no, 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 no. The devil might tell you you got diabetes, high blood pressure, all kind of aches and pain, but guess what? I say the devil is under your feet tonight. God told us to decree a thing and it shall be done. Hallelujah. God told us to decree a thing. And we need to start decreeing some things over our lives. Praise God. He's under my feet tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. I believe in praising God and praising him on through that same praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The devil is under our feet. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he don't have no authority. God has given us authority over the enemy. Praise God. I'm going to slow it down there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God, because I'm fired up. You know, I'm really angry with the devil because, you know, he tried, and that's what my message is going to be about tonight. Praise. I'm mad because he is trying to take our black boys out like this. And as I see this thing go down in Georgia about the black boy that got killed, I don't know the depths of the thing, but I just know that the boy is out. It's some mother's son. Praise God. Some mother has lost her son, and he was gunned down. And that thing hurts, you know, it hurts. And we ought to be crying with her as she mourned the loss of her son. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, let's pray. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you tonight, God, asking you to forgive us of all our sins and all our everything about us, oh God, that's not like you, omission and commission, oh God. Father God, help us to be, oh God, in right gear with you, Lord God, going forth in your name, God, proclaiming, God, the goodness of the Lord and all about you, oh God, everything that pertaineth to life and godliness in you, Lord God. And Lord, we just praying, oh God, for every mother, God, that may have a son behind prison walls, or a daughter, God, oh God, that may, oh God, have lost one by the bullet, God. God, we have many on our prayer list, God. We praise for daily, God. And oh God, we pray for all those that are hurting, oh God, in some type of way, oh God. Lord, in this, God, we know, God, that you are the healer. God, you can heal all manner. You did it. You still doing it? We believe you. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we trust in you, Lord God. We trust in you with all our heart, mind, and soul, and strength, God. Yes, Lord God. And we don't give an inch to the devil because he's under our feet, because we trample on him every day. I don't know about y'all, but when I walk unbelief, I'm trampling on the devil's head. Yes. That's what God told us to do, praise God. Hallelujah. And when we trample on him with the word, ha, yes, hallelujah, we got the whole arm of God on. We going forth in Jesus' name, praise God. Oh, the tear down. So we pull down every principality and power of the air, anything that's out there right now. We pull down COVID-19, and we pull it under our feet in the name of Jesus. And we come in no other name but the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if any one of you all on the line tonight, you have a prayer request, please press 1 right now while we are in prayer, and let us pray for that thing and believe God. So if you have a prayer request that you want to give and shout out tonight while we trampling on the devil's head, press 1. Press 1 on your telephone dial right now. Praise God. And we'll pray for you live right here. Praise God. Hallelujah. I see a hand up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The devil is a lie. I'm going to let you in. Praise God. And give us your prayer request.
Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I do.
My prayer request is for families that have lost family members during this coronavirus pandemic.
All right. Anything else? Anyone else? Anyone else? Before we go forth, praise God. Praise God. That's a good prayer request. Praise God. Because people are hurting. Praise God. People are hurting. Praise God. I see another hand up. Can I pray for you, darling? Go forth.
Yes, I like prayer. I like prayer that restoration in my body would be manifest speedily. Amen. I know he's able.
All right, all right, all right. Anybody else? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Come on with it, honey. Come on.
Yeah, I would like to have prayer for all the prisoners. The women and men prisons is being retested, and those that are positive will be shipped out. So we want to keep the, all prisoners in prayer.
Amen. Amen, honey. Great, great prayer request. Anybody else? Praise God. Before we go into prayer again, praise God. Anybody else on the line tonight want to ask prayer for something, for someone you know or for yourself? Come on with it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, you are so good. Father, you are our Father. Father, you are so gracious. We can call upon you, Father, because you told us that we can, Lord God. So, Father, as we call upon you tonight, God, we are believing you, God, that you can do anything but fail tonight, God. And, Lord, you know these prayer requests, oh, God, that has come forth tonight, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You hear the cry and you hear the call, oh, God. You know the heart, God. You know what the heart, how it is toward others, because you said when one cry, we ought to cry with them. Oh, Lord God, somebody's crying out for somebody tonight. Somebody's crying out for themselves tonight. Somebody's crying because they need you tonight, God. And, Lord, I know that you can answer by your spirit, oh, God. Oh, God, for the because you shed the blood for them, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we pray, oh, God, for those family members, oh, God, that are hurting, oh, God, that have lost loved ones, oh, God. We pray for all prisoners, oh, God, that are behind prisoners' walls, oh, God, Father God, that has to go through this COVID-19, God. Lord God, where they being shifted here and there, oh, God. They being told to do this and do that. But, God, keep them. God, by your power, God, keep them, oh, God, engraved in the palm of your hands, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God. Lord God, I pray for restoration in my sister's body, oh God. Oh God, from the top of her head, God, to the sole of her feet. God, you know what's going on with this body, God, more than anybody do, God. And Lord, your blood was shed for her over 2,000 years ago, God. Oh God, for the healing of the nation. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. And Lord God, we know, God, that you can touch her, God, from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, God. You can wash her, God, because your blood washes whiter than snow. God, you can wash away every pain, every hurt, everything that she fight with every day, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, let your precious blood now flow, flow, flow in Jesus' name all through her body and through every one of these prayer requests that we have lifted up to you, Father, because, God, you know what we was going to ask for before we even ask, oh, God. You know what we were going to say before we even said it, God. So, Lord God, in your name, God, in your name, God, rest upon each one of them. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, your love, oh, God, can do anything but fail, God, because you love them, oh, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you. Now, thank you. You said in everything, Father, to give thanks, for this is the will that concerneth you. We thank you. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Oh, God, we honor you. We honor you. We honor you. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, may you be glorified. May you be magnified in Jesus' name. Amen. And we still lifting up all the prayer requests that was given to us in the past. Kevin Perrett, that was in the hospital, we pray that he is doing better. We haven't heard from him. We also lift up Sister Marlon, that she will do good in her financial sales, in her Avon. And we also lift up Sister Tekla and Sister Tasha, and all those that need prayer for family members, for heads of household, for Brother Troy and Brother Todd. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we are lifting them all before you, Lord God, because, God, we know that you know them and, God, what they are have to deal with, God. And, Lord God, we're lifting them up, God, because, God, we can't do it. But Holy Spirit, yes,
Holy Spirit can do anything but fail. Lord God, thank you now. Thank you that you are healing. Now, before I go on any further, is there anyone else want to have a prayer request? If not, we're going to move on. If you have a prayer request, please press 1 so that we may pray right now before we go to the Word. And Minister Gigi is going to give us a short prayer. There is one other person that does have a prayer request. Praise God. Go forth, my dear.
This is Marlon Gillen. My prayer request is for a financial breakthrough. God had opened up doors for me to also work as a DSW through Reliable Health. And I have an interview tomorrow in the evening time, and God had also invited me to work with a young man near the lakefront. His home is in the lakefront. His mother's home is in the lakefront. And I'll be closing out the school year, but God had opened up doors for me to do the virtual school of summer ESY. So I'm asking for favor, and I'm asking for blessings for my family to be covered by the blood of Jesus and saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, that my nieces and nephews will prosper in a high way in Jesus' name, and that I lift up my brother and my mother and my aunt. My aunt has cancer, and I had found something in an apartment today, and I had to report it to the New Orleans Police Department. And so I'm asking for God to deliver me and to heal me totally, and to get all the help that I need in Jesus' most holy name. My sister, my middle sister, she had lost her job. She was laid off because of COVID-19. So I'm asking for God to open up doors for her to soar, and to God be the glory. Her husband is retired. And
hey, Lizzie.
And that's it.
Hello, Jay.
Praise God. Anybody else have a prayer request before we go on? Before we go on any further, press 1. Press 1 if you have a prayer request. Praise God. Well, Lord. You know Marlon's, oh God, prayer request. Because we already had brought her before you, but she brought some more, Lord God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we are praying right now, Lord God, that you touch Marlon in every way that she endeavors to, oh, God, go out and work and touch her mother and her whole family. God, that they be saved in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that no weapon formed against them that's trying to keep them from being saved, oh, God. So, Lord, right now, by your Spirit, God, by your Holy Spirit, God, you draw by your Spirit. We pray that the word of God will fall upon their ears, oh, God, and, Lord, they will turn to you, God, and, Lord, they will serve you with their whole heart, mind, and soul. Bless Marlon financially, physically, and spiritually, God. Oh, God, as she continues to go forth in you, proclaiming your goodness, God, letting men and dying men and women know everywhere, God, that she goes, wherever she plant her feet, God, whatever her hand touch, God, let it be blessed, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for blessings upon her hand. God, you said when one works, oh, God, by the sweat of their brow, they be blessed. We'll be believing for the blessing. Blessings upon her. In a going in and a coming out. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Minister Gigi, would you give us a short prayer?
Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We glorify your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be to thee. Praise be to thee. Praise be to thee. Lord, we come before your throne of grace. We ask, hallelujah, that your presence be with us. We ask that the blood of Jesus to cleanse our sins and purify our heart for you. Hallelujah. And sanctify us. And here we are, Lord, we cry to you and pray to you. You are the answering prayer in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for answering each and every prayer this Minister Vivian has prayed in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask that you touch everyone that on this prayer line, everyone touch them in a special way. They come to you with a need, some needs, any kind, because, you know, people, you know, they have problems and they run to you. You're the only one that can solve the problems, our problems. And we thank you because you're the problem solver. We thank you because you are the supernatural healer. We thank you. We thank you this afternoon. Thank you for Minister Vivian that is going on and on and on and in a mighty way for you, O Lord. And she wants to serve you with all her heart. We ask that you give her double portion. We ask that you bless her in the mighty name of Jesus. Spiritually, hallelujah. Physically, bless her, hallelujah. Financially, bless her, hallelujah. And Father, we thank you for all the blessings that you are showering. Blessing, hallelujah. Blessing from heaven, hallelujah. Blessing open all of us, hallelujah. We thank you. You are great. You are great. You are great. Thank you for the hope you put on our heart. Thank you for the hope. Thank you for the expectation. Yes, we expect. Yes, we expect. Hallelujah. And our tomorrow will not be the same. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for where we are. Hi, and where we're going to be. Hallelujah. Because you're in charge. You are the leading soldier. And then we are behind you, working in a diligently. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. No turning back. No turning back. No turning back. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, honey, for that warfare and prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, is there anybody else have a prayer request? Do press 1. Praise God. Anybody else on here that have a prayer request? Well, we're going on with the lesson for tonight. And we thank God for everybody that is on. We thank God for everything that he's doing. We thank God for everything that he's going to do. We thank God for his love and kindness. We thank him for the blood that was shed for us. We thank him because there's no other God that we desire to serve. Hallelujah. There's no other God that we desire to serve like our God, because there is no one like our God. Well, we just celebrated Mother's Day. Praise God. We celebrated Mother's Day. And since we are in the month of May, praise God, hallelujah, so I just felt like I would talk about a son, because this son that, as I said, that was murdered down in Georgia, he's been on my heart, and every time I see him flashing across the TV screen, it really breaks my heart, you know, but these things do happen. So we must keep this mother up in prayer, praise God, and keep the family up in prayer. Praise God, because she's hurting. She's hurting, yes. And I'm hurting also. I hate to see. I don't like to see it. Oh, but we see a young, beautiful black boy that was taken down in Georgia. So, and I saw the mother's face, praise God. Hallelujah. And she was so, and every mother would be broken, praise God. And, you know, so I just, you know, my heart, I don't know about you, how you have looked at the situation. I know people do look at things different ways, but, oh, but it's a mother's heart. And when I see it, I say a mother is hurting, praise God. But we're going to look at what a son. The title of this is A Son Tonight. In Proverbs 10:1, it said, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Now, praise God. A wise son is one who follows the word. of God, praise God, hallelujah, and which will make his earthly father glad and his heavenly father also. So when our children serve the Lord, praise God, we are happy. We are happy, praise God, hallelujah. And it makes our heart glad when we see our children out there, praise God, got good jobs and serving the Lord. But some is not as fortunate. We have mishaps and whatever. Proverbs 13:1 said, a wise son heareth his father's instructions, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. Now, the surface meaning of this is, this passage is obvious. Constructive criticism by the wise is needed. Praise God. Those who are not wise scorn the rebuke and continue in their innumerous way. That's what some of our sons do. Sad to say. Praise God. But we have to keep praying for them because, hey, we'll get into that later too. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have sons, praise God, that do stray, praise God, hallelujah. But we do, praise God, keep them all under the blood, praise God, hallelujah. Because we know that God knows everything, praise God, and God got everything in his hand, and everything, praise God, happens for a purpose and a reason. Everything under the sun, praise God, happens for a purpose and a reason. Praise God. Just a second here. Praise God. All right. Now, when things happen for a purpose and a reason, we have to look at it like God looks at it. Oh, God, show me. Oh, God, help me. Oh, God, teach me. Praise God. Hallelujah. We know we have some hard-headed sons sometimes. They just sometimes just don't want to listen. But we know that God is able, praise God, to help us and to give us strength through everything that we go through. So let's look at Proverbs 15, praise God, and 20. And it says, praise God, hallelujah. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son, man despises his mother. A wise son honors his parents, but a foolish son despises them. Praise God, hallelujah. So, we have to keep praying. Again, we have to keep for our sons because we believe, because God said he's going to save us and our whole household. Praise God. When we keep believing God for the miraculous and believe in God that he's going to take us through every trial. This is just a trial we're going through. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we go through trials and tribulations in this life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 17 says, praise God, we're walking through Proverbs 17:2 said, a wise servant shall have rebuke over a son that causes shame and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. Praise God. Hallelujah. 17:25 right there, let's go keep on in that path. A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her that bear him. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we see what God say by our children. That's why he tells us to train the child up in the way he should go, and when he get older, he will not depart. Praise God. Praise God. A father and a mother who raise a son without God and without the Bible are raising a fool. This is what the Bible is saying. Praise God. So we got to raise them up. Even we got to raise them up in the admonition of the Lord, even though they depart. We believe and trust God that they're going to return unto the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 19:13 says, praise God. A foolish son is a calamity to his father, and contentions of a wife are a continual dripping. So let's look at, do you know what calamity is? It is an extraordinary serious event marked. Thing that will happen, it'll be marked for a lifetime, you'll never forget it. It is marked by terrible loss, and the loss is death. When we look at this in the Word of God, that loss, it means death, everlasting distress. That's pain and heartache and suffering. Praise God. And it said also affliction. That means violence and drugs and, oh, they're afflicted. And that's what we are seeing, praise God, in our children, praise God. Death, loss, death, lasting distress, pain, heartache, and suffering, and affliction, which is violence, drugs, shooting. You know, there is nothing new under the sun. There is nothing new. So God is helping us with it. Praise God. This is a state of dire distress, and distress is drugs caused by strain, anxiety, suffering. This is what my vine said. Praise God. Hallelujah. Or misfortune, prison walls, sorrowful, sorry for what they have done. But we know a God. We know a God who can help us in all of our distress, all of our disease, everything, oh, that the enemy tries to fight us and sway us with. Praise God. Hallelujah. We know that God is the answer to everything, praise God, that the enemy, oh, fights us with. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Is here, and they will come to pass if our children, hallelujah, is out there and taken up in things that, hey, they should not be taken. Alcoholism, let me go on, causes accidents through drunk driving, and also alcoholism causes them to sometimes have strokes and different things, and so our boys and our children, praise God. What do we see here? A broken-hearted mother, praise God. A broken-hearted mother, praise God. Hallelujah. But we're going to keep on praying. That's why we got to pray for one another, praise God. Let me give you an example of the, you know about it in Luke chapter 15, the prodigal son. He asked his father for all his inheritance. Praise God. So there's nothing strange when it comes to us, you know, because it's already written. The prodigal son asked for all of his inheritance. He wanted to go out and party and have a good time. And you know what happened to him. He ended up in the streets partying, and he ended up living out there with the swine. You know, if they don't turn from their wicked ways, God will let them go into some serious, serious, like I said, behind prison walls. And here that son spent all his possession. Praise God. And God showed him where he was. And when that boy found himself in the fix that he was in, he turned back and looked. And there was the father with open arms. You know, Jesus is keeping open arms toward our children, waiting for them to return. Praise God. Return back to him. They know what they have been taught. They know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. They know what they have been taught, praise God, hallelujah. They have strayed away from the faith
And they know, they will find out, praise God, as they go on in life, that they have to turn back to God. We must pray. Oh, praise God. Pray unto the Lord with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength for mothers. My heart goes out to mothers. This ministry is mainly was built on the heart of mothers, praise God. Hallelujah. Because we know that a mother that bore a son, praise God. Come on now, somebody. I'm going to get down here with you. When a mother bears a son, it brings so much joy to her heart. When she bears a daughter, it brings so much joy to the father's heart. And that's the way God made it. The love of a mother toward her children and toward that old boy. Don't you touch that mother's old son, praise God. Don't you touch that father's daughter. Oh, you have done a serious thing when you start messing with the family. So we must pray for our sons and our daughters, praise God, that they will turn to Jesus, praise God, and follow after him wholeheartedly. And pray for our mothers, praise God, oh, that they will give it over to the Lord. They will give it over to the Lord, praise God, that they will not bow down to Satan and let the heartache and the pain get them to a point that they want to give up, praise God, but they will serve the Lord even the harder. They will call upon God even the harder, praise God. Since we have so many children taken down in the communities, we know, praise God, we are second in line for capital murder. And Chicago was number one the last time I heard. I don't know. But we know that the murder is out there, but it's been down since COVID. Sometime I want to say COVID stay here, but no, I don't want COVID to stay here. But I do want to pray. I'm believing that COVID is a thing of the past, and murder is too. Maybe they have learned this COVID, it's been kept me, and maybe that it taught them something. I don't know, but God is still in control, and we can still believe God that He is the answer for our children. Praise God, hallelujah! Every mother that has a son behind prison walls, oh, I pray for him every morning. Praise God, believe in God, son. I say son, but you know, I mean sons and daughters, praise God, hallelujah. Sons and daughters, praise God, because we have, oh, you know, we have a prayer here every Tuesday for 4 o'clock, from 4 to 5, praise God. And we just pray for nothing but the children. And if you would like to join us, please call me at 504-347-5797. We would love for you to join us for prayer for the children, just 1 hour. If we can just watch for 1 hour and pray for the children on Tuesdays at 4 o'clock, 4 to 5, and we pray for children all over the world. We pray for children, all kind of people, all kind of diseases, all kind of things, whatever they're going through, we pray. There are people that join together, and we pray. We have prayer targets, and we pray for those prayer targets because we have many of them. We don't get around a lot of them, but whatever the Holy Spirit puts on our heart to pray for the children, we do. And we wish that you can join us. Just call my home number, and I will give you the prayer line number and to pray for the children just for 1 hour. Do you love children that much to pray for them? Children is our heritage. We want our children, and we ought to be praying for the children. We are getting older. It's the children that here need to carry on the country. So we pray for those children, praise God. Proverbs 4, let me read another scripture. 4:1-4 says, "Hear ye children in the instructions of a father, and attend to no instructions. Understand them, for I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my law, for I was my father's son, tender and only, beloved in the sight of my mother." He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Our children, I speak it, I decree it, that our children shall live and not die any longer. I decree and I declare, because God says that we can decree a thing and it shall be done. How many times we have told our children not to follow bad company, or if you get into something that get something that belongs to you, make sure you return it. We always talk to our children, but it's just sometimes they don't listen. Well, that's all right. Did we always listen? Did the prodigal son listen? Children have always will be children. So we keep praying. We keep praying and we keep praying, praise God, believing God. But who is getting hurt? The whole entire family. When one gets in trouble, the whole family then is hurting. This child is refusing instruction. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our children is hurting, and we are the ones that have must pray. We must pray for the children. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me see here. Proverbs 10 and 15 says, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I love God's word because it's a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. 10 and 15 says, oh, praise God. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor, wait, let me see if that's right. That's 1. Oh, let me go back here. That's 1, 10 and 15. Praise God. Let's get this word right here. I know I was reading something. All right. It said, my son, if sinners entice you, consent thou not. Oh, my God, we have to teach them. Children, if sinners entice you, consent to it, run from it. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us go kill somebody. Tell your sons and your daughters, let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, the whole, as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses. See, this is what the devil is telling them. We shall do all these things. We shall do all these things. And they get them in the head. What did the devil tell Jesus? What did the devil tell Jesus? He took him up on that mountain, and he said, if you would do all, I'll give you all this, if you just follow me. That's the way the devil is doing our children, just like he tried to do Jesus. He tried to get Jesus to jump off that mountain and commit suicide. And that is what's happening with our children. So we have to pray for them and talk to them and give them the strength and the encourage to go on, praise God. And verse 15, my son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path. Don't follow them. Yes, I know, I know, I know. We tell them don't follow them, and they follow anyway, but we have to keep reminding. We got children, we got grandchildren, we got great-grandchildren that's coming on, praise God. And we have to continually to remind them. Why? Because the world is getting weaker. But wiser, the Bible says. Bible says there will come a time that they will not adhere to instruction. They will not adhere. Come on, somebody. If we don't get the word out to them now, if we don't train them now, if we don't get them to adhere what the Lord has said, you know, it is a sad thing. It is a sad thing, and I hate to say it, but we have so many mothers that will not bring their children to church. If you don't know how to train them, well, at least you can bring them where the word could go into their ears.
My children had to go to church with me every time I went to church. Sometimes I was fighting. Oh, yes, yes, I did. Sometimes I was fighting before I go to church with one of my sons. I was fighting, making him get in that car and go to church. As long as you was in my house, you had to go to church. It was a struggle. Disobedient, hard-headed, stubbornness. And our word tell us all about that, about a stubborn son, a lazy son. Pray for all this every day, every Tuesday. Every Tuesday, we're going to pray for our children, for all kind of diseases that's up on them. Little babies born, praise God, with all kind of diseases, praise God, with drugs in their system. Pray for our girls, praise God, that are out there doing prostitution. Pray for those that are missing. Pray for the, oh, come on, somebody. We got a lot to pray for. We got a lot to pray for. Pray for our girls that are selling their bodies, praise God, to get money during this COVID. Oh, yeah, right here, during the COVID time. Praise God. They need prayer. And not get caught up into selling their bodies. They're not get pregnant out of wedlock. We need to pray for our children. Praise God that they don't get caught up in the things of what other children are getting caught into. Theft, murders, teaching them the way of righteousness, that the ways of the Lord is truth. Maybe they might not want to hear. You know, I know all the things that go on with children. I've had three children, and they have not walked in the ways of the Lord all the time. Praise God. And we are praying for children that they will turn to the Lord, that they will obey righteousness. For God's sakes, that we don't have to cry over children like we once have because of the ways. But, you know, some of it comes from the home. Some of it, praise God, hallelujah, praise God. Some of it comes from the home, and some of it, praise God, just plain stubborn children. Well, I'm so glad y'all came on with me tonight, praise God. I pray that you have enjoyed this. You have enjoyed this, praise God, because our children is need much prayer, praise God. But I want you to come back on with me next Sunday night at the same time. And also with Minister Janice on Friday night at 8 o'clock. Minister Gigi is on Monday night for 6 o'clock. So please, at this same number, come right back for the teaching in the word. Praise God. Oh, praise God. I hate to go, but it's time to go. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. God say bless his people. Hallelujah. God say bless his people, and we put the blessings up on the people. He said he will bless them. Praise God. So I bless you in your going in, your coming out, your uprising, your sitting down. Praise God. I pray that no COVID come nigh your dwelling, that you live in the liberty and the Holy Ghost. Praise God. The liberty that God has given you, that in the freedom that God has given you, that nothing can touch you by any means, not even COVID. Praise God. Be blessed in your going in, coming out in Jesus' name. Have a good night now. Bye-bye.
Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. 985-286. How did I get there? It's 985.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
but it looked like I copied some numbers down wrong. I don't know. Well, I got, let me see. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Look like the one number down wrong. I'll check it out.
Oh,